Good morning, afternooning. Well, it depends in which part of the world you are, but certainly it is deep in the night for me and Rok Rasnik, which is just across the sea dividing Italy from former Yugoslavia. Hi, Rok. How are you doing tonight?
Robin, I'm great. A little bit tired, but everything is, as you would say, rocking. Thanks for inviting me for the interview.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But people will be wondering what are we doing deep in the night getting together. You've had a pretty full day and you're still awake probably for quite a few hours. What's happening tomorrow, Rock?
Tomorrow, after, I don't know, about 5 months, it's finally the launch date of my Unleash the Marketing and Publishing Power of RSS ebook. So that's been, I know, taking a lot of time, plus all the other projects I'm working on right now.
So the PDF book of 400, how many hundred pages is now the final version?
The final version actually got to 550 pages because I just wanted to make it flow better, and we increase the font somewhat. So I know about 550 is about right.
Good, I'm happy to hear that. And my idea, as soon as Rock signaled me the other day that he was about to release the book, was in fact to ask him if he wanted to share with us what were not so much the contents of the book, which we have reviewed already in the past, and you can get quite a glimpse of it by going and visiting Rockside, but rather what have been the best lessons and some of the key informations that he has learned as an independent small publisher online, as an entrepreneur, in creating this business product. He has created a book with the knowledge and the niche information that he researches and writes about. He has created a PDF that he's selling from tomorrow online. And I want to learn from Rock a number of things about the project. First of all, what was really that you learned about RSS that you didn't know before? If you can mention one key thing that, thanks to the book, you now know and really opened some parts of your vision on RSS.
I know that I'd say that the most important part, for me at least, was learning how RSS can be used to power affiliate sales and enlarge, help businesses increase their marketing reach and marketing power beyond just publishing content. So it just has so many uses that it's quite unbelievable.
So, what do you think has stood out to be the greatest return so far from the book? N The money hasn't started to come in. So, what is the best reward if tomorrow you decided not to sell it for some reason?
You know, there are many rewards. First of all, it's just learning all of this stuff. Because while you're writing, while you're researching, you're learning so much that you can put to business use almost immediately. And the second is meeting all of these new wonderful people. I mean, I did interviews with about 33 people for this ebook, and it was really great. I mean, I'm trying to keep a new relationship with all of them, and I think that that's perhaps even more important than just learning. You know, just connecting with people like you, like Bill French, Olga Farber, and all of the others that were kind enough to talk to me.
So, how long did it take, Rock? Can you tell us again when you started and what kind of time investment you made to create this ebook?
Well, I really started about 5 months ago. That's when, you know, the real work started. But the foundation for the book was actually started in 2003 when I did the first interview, and that was with Bill French of Mist Technology Partners. We just sat down on his interview blog, which he set up in his system, and started to talk, you know, about RSS, about all the possibilities, about visions of what's going to become of RSS, and practically everything related to it. And that sort of got me the idea of writing a whole book on it. I just, you know, kept pushing the deadline before I really started, but I don't know, then I just started 5 months ago.
Were there a series of steps that you laid out for producing the book, or you just went as it came?
Actually, I just went as it came. I mean, at first, And you start by preparing, you know, a list of sections, a list of, you create the whole table of contents, then you start writing. I know, in just about the first 2 weeks, everything falls apart. Because while you're writing, you research, you find new stuff, you talk to more people, you just discover so many things that the structure keeps changing. So I'd say the first thing is forget about having a consistent structure. As you write, everything will change. Just go with it, go with the flow.
Would that mean using a Fellini-like approach whereby, you know, there are a number of ideas that you go after, you collect all of them, and then once you get into the editing and post-production stage, you then mold all of this content into a structure that makes sense and is very well organized?
Of course, I mean the final editing should probably be the most almost the most important part. As you would know, you know, as I know if your listeners know this, but I know it was about, I think it was the 24th or 23rd last year, and the end of December, I just sent Robin the pre-version of the ebook, you know, to just tell him what he thinks. And I know I was just, I know it was Christmas. I was expecting he'd say, "Well, it's good, you know, we should publish it right away." And then he just goes, "No, you can't publish this. The structure is just horrible." You know, and that's a really valuable lesson. Because I spent the next 2 to 3 weeks just reworking the structure, going through it, and Robin was right. The structure itself was lousy. So even when you're finished, even when all the editing is right, I mean, you think it's right, but it's really not. You need more people to tell you what they think as readers. You know, you just need some distance. In the end, you're going to change everything. Well, at least probably you will.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that it's very hard to stop because as you get perspective from other people, there's always so much to change and improve that it's really hard to say, now I'm going to stop and publish it. I know there are still parts that I can improve, but you know, the heck, I want to get it out. Isn't that what you felt?
Oh yeah, most naturally. I mean, there are still parts you can improve. You can always improve everything. But if you just keep improving every day, all the time, you'll never get it published. So you need to have one time and say, okay, this is good enough. It's great, it's good, I love it. It could be better, and it will get better. And that's the beauty of publishing on the internet. Because you can add content updates all the time, or at least, I don't know, once per month or something like that. But you should just say, okay, this is good. This is great. I'll upgrade it, but this is good right now to launch.
What tools and technologies did you use to produce the ebook, if any?
Only Word, Microsoft Word, and Adobe Acrobat. That's all.
Any problems or issues with them?
Yeah, actually, I was having some problems compiling the PDF. It seems that whenever I got past page 350, some of the text was just being blocked out. It wouldn't display. So I couldn't find a solution for that. So the next logical step was just cutting and pasting from multiple PDF documents to just get the final version. And in the end, it took me about, I don't know, 4 hours to create just one PDF file. It was, I mean, it's huge work, but I don't know. I'm sure there is a solution somewhere. I just couldn't find it.
Great. If you had the magic wand and could step back a month or two from now, would there be anything that you would do differently from what you have done in the process of preparing the book?
Sorry, could you please repeat the question? You were getting a little bit lost there.
I was asking if you were given a magic wand and could step back in time a month or two, would you do anything different? And if so, what would you do differently?
Actually, I don't think that I would. I mean, I'm perfectly happy with the way things went. I mean, sure, it would have been more productive to plan out the structure better from the start. It would have saved a lot of time, but other than that, I think that no, actually not.
As far as the content was concerned, what was one of the most difficult challenges that you had to meet when you got down to the editing part?
It was just, you know, reading it line by line, line by line, even word by word, trying to find, I don't know, any grammar mistakes, any spelling mistakes, and even some content mistakes. Because, you know, when you start to write the book 5 months ago, you have certain information. And in those 5 months, either A, some things can change, or B, you get new information that upgrades the previous information. So you just have to go through all of it, thinking about every paragraph, and just trying to find if there are any possible locations where you went wrong or where something changed. You know, it's just a long, painful process.
Yes, and so how do you solve the issue that, you know, content becomes transparent to the author as one reads and reads what he has been writing? It becomes more and more difficult to spot errors, to get perspective, and to be able even to spot glaring mistakes. Didn't you feel that?
Oh yes, most definitely. Actually, I had to take a week off, you know, just a week of complete distance from the book and from practically everything work-related, to come back and have the concentration to finish it, and then just really think about every paragraph, paragraph by paragraph, you know, really think about it, not just read it, but think, is this okay? Is this giving the right message? Are people going to understand it? If not, how can I do it better?
Are you editing and reading your text off the monitor of your computer or from printouts?
Actually, both. I am a little bit more comfortable with the computer because I can just fix it as it is. I think that especially for spotting, you know, those little spelling mistakes, the print paper is still the best.
So if you were to have some extra assistance during the work, some people who would have given attention and time to help you out, what would have assigned them to do?
Well, one of the things that would really be beneficial would be a real editor, you know, a professional editor. I've had the pleasure of working with one for two previous projects, and that's just wonderful. You know, you just have the power to write as it comes to you. You know, you just make sure that the content is there, that everything content-wise is okay, and that your voice is in there, but the editor makes sure that everything is okay. He asks you questions. He doesn't understand something. He tells you what you should improve. And he or she just goes through it and helps make a much, much better product.
Good. Makes sense. So let me ask you now, if you were to give overall some final advice to other publishers, would-be publishers, independent guys, bloggers, small companies who want to put out their own ebook, PDF. We've seen many types and many kinds of them. And for some times, we've only seen some very bad ones, especially the ones that you had to pay for were rather not very good. Well, out of the box, yours presents itself already quite differently, being so thick with over 500 pages. But what are the specific advices you want to give to other people who were entertaining the idea of doing something similar to yours?
First, just do it. Almost everyone can do it. If you're not satisfied with your writing skills, do it anyway. Then hire a professional or semi-professional editor to go behind you and make it readable. But the first thing is just start doing it. And the second, because as Robin mentioned already right now, there are just too many bad ebooks on the market. Because it seems that almost everyone that has 5 minutes of time just sits down, writes an ebook, starts selling it. Sometimes even for, I don't know the right word, for not extreme but obnoxious amounts of money. And I don't know, this just throws a bad light on you. And if you're writing a book to improve or to promote your business, to create a better brand image of yourself and of your company, you have to do it right. So take your time, but do it.
Rock. How are you gonna rock this book? How are you going to market it? I mean, you have 550 pages and several months of work. How are you going to make sure that this is going to bring some greens into your pockets?
Well, Robin, I'm not sure if I should tell you this right now. I mean, aren't marketing plans usually a business secret?
Fine for me. Okay. Yes, some thrilling strategies that are coming up for you guys. So check him out and what he's going to do, because for now it's secret. And the very last one, here it comes. How are you going to extend the moment of this publication in time. Is there any follow-up? Is anything happening on your site? How are you going to extend your book publication in due time?
Okay, well, this is a good question, especially in relation to your previous question. Because one of the things that I really like to do with my website when I do any kind of projects is just describe in my blog what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and especially what kind of results I'm getting. For instance, one of the posts about 4 months ago really detailed a huge marketing flop of mine. I mean, it was a campaign that I thought would work wonders, but utterly and miserably failed. And I was documenting it all the time on my blog. So that's one thing. I'm just saying that my marketing plans usually unveil as they go, to my readers, of course, and I have a strong practice that I tell what I did, exactly what I did, and what were the results, even if things went bad or were horribly bad. And I just think that the readers deserve some transparency, so that's one point. The other, for the readers, I mean the actual ebook customers, they're going to get constant ebook updates, access to additional resources such as your toolkit and others as well, additional constant new RSS tools, new RSS news, practically everything related to RSS for those that buy the ebook. And then after that, I'm also going to take another idea you gave me and explore some of the topics further. You know, like RSS promotion, RSS metrics, and try and come up with more in-depth products. Because Unleash is, of course, it covers everything. But I think there's still place for smaller niche ebooks at a smaller price that could go down very well for people that are interested in only one thing. And I'm actually hoping that you might want to, I don't know, cooperate with me on one or two of those projects, or more, of course.
Why not, indeed? Yes, I think that you should indeed pursue that road of diversifying and bringing up lots of smaller modules out of that. But I have indeed a whole bunch of ideas for you, Rock, and I have so many of them that I'm going to make a great post for you. And as you had your classified secret just a few minutes ago, I'm going to have big surprise for you tomorrow. So nothing better than this night for you, I guess, coming up your book publication tomorrow. This interview where we extracted some good information for independent publishers wanting to put out an ebook in PDF like you did. And the rest is going to come for those who stay tuned on these frequencies. Thank you again for your great info, and look forward to see you rocking.
Robin, thank you for your time, and for everyone listening out there, thank you for yours as well. And again, Robin, thank you for all of your help with the ebook and with your valuable advice. Thank you again.